Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. Happy News Talk 97.1 DGS. Happy Monday. So my week is all geared around DGS 5 coming up on Thursday. I will be taking the day off on Thursday. Did Tim confirm?
Tim confirmed.
That's awesome. So that the guys can get to the Sheldon in time for the VIP meet and greet. And just like in general, we just like to have a bunch of fun beforehand, get pretty drunk. Mm-hmm. So Tim Jones is going to come in and do the show from 5 to 7 on Thursday. You probably won't care until that day, but I'm just talking out loud. By noon tomorrow, this is no kidding around, by noon tomorrow, I'll be surprised if you can buy tickets to DGS 5, because here's why. What happens is, about noon tomorrow, all of the clients and friends of the show who have put in for free tickets will get whatever tickets are left. So you have about 18 hours or so to go to 971talk.com/DGSLive. There are about 100 remaining balcony tickets total. I would love to see you guys get that. That's just the way it goes. You know, we've already sold double the amount of tickets we usually sell. So if we sell another 100, that would be fantastic. But they're going to fill the balcony, if you guys don't buy them, with, you know, clients and friends and people from other radio stations who want to go, which is cool. But I don't want anyone on Wednesday or Thursday to say, oh, crap, the weekend freed up, we can go to the live show and not have tickets. So there you go.
Cool.
Yep.
Brought to you by Weber Automotive Group, Babcock & Associates, Southern Armory, and Devil's River Bourbon Whiskey.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Ryan, is your chest feeling any better?
No. It's been hurting all afternoon. Did you know that, Dave?
I did not know that.
I do feel like I am maybe going to pass out. I've got a chest pain right here, although I can't.
Well,
I told Andrew that. And he was very concerned. He said, maybe you just need to fart. Yeah,
he goes, that's gas. And Ryan's like, I don't know. It's right. He goes, no. That's gas. Trust me. Like, trust me.
I farted
a bunch.
If anyone knows about farting from their chest, it would be Andrew.
I've had a couple of those full body farts before, and they really hurt. But once now, you let it rip, you'll feel better.
Like most things with Andrew, there's probably some truth there. That my friends who are ER docs say that like 9 out of 10, quote unquote, heart attacks are gas or angina.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there is truth in that then.
Mm-hmm.
But it's way up here. It's not in my esophagus.
I don't think it's farting that's going to relieve that kind of gas. It's different. But yeah, it can be acid reflux and gas. And
I wonder why it would just be on the one side way up near my collarbone.
Yeah.
It hurts. So.
I don't know. It's a weird fart.
Have you had it before?
Not for long. Mm-hmm. There are times that I feel like my lungs are getting all sticky. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is just a CF thing or what.
Yeah.
But I'll breathe in real deep and it'll feel like it kind of pops it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked to people who said, no, I've had that before, so it may not just be me.
Yeah.
But this doesn't feel like that. This feels like I need to take some aspirin, which I just did.
Yeah, I get something similar to that a couple times a year, and I don't know what it is. Never been diagnosed.
How long does it last?
A few hours at the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. A
couple hours. We'll see if the aspirin does the trick.
It's on the opposite side as your heart, but I doubt that matters. I doubt that when you're having a heart attack, you feel it right in your heart. So
yeah, I kind of jokingly said, I hope I'm not having a heart attack, but now I'm starting to get worried.
I've had probably twice in my life.
WebMD, here we go.
I've had something like that where I actually worried. Like, this does not seem right.
The lung thing where I breathe in real deep and it feels like it kind of pops it out. I had it one time where I couldn't get it popped and I couldn't take deep breaths. And it got me really worried. And it lasted long enough that I had to have my friend come over and pick me up.
Do the thing.
And start to like work me out.
Mm-hmm.
And it still didn't work. So he had to take me. I'm almost bent over and he had to pick me up like a baby almost.
Are you having that now?
No, this isn't that. This is something different.
I'm really good at popping backs.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you ever walk on people's backs?
No, I typically just pick them up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can do that.
Want me to do it?
Yeah.
Would it
Well, I don't know. Do you think it would help my chest? Because it's not my back that needs popped.
Not a
maybe.
Doctor,
if, and if you pick me up, I might fart.
<That's right. laughs> All right. So I typed in your symptoms. Just chest pain. I did include that you have cystic fibrosis. It says the most likely match is heartburn.
Here you go.
What's happening?
Oh, it definitely popped my back.
You definitely farted. Do you feel any better?
Actually, yes. That's amazing. I don't think it's completely gone, but it does feel better.
There's nothing I can't do.
You're a strong man.
Thank you.
Plus, I farted right into your crotch.
It says you either have heartburn or a broken rib. So whichever one you think is
now
more
I have
likely.
A broken rib. Dave, you're kind of strong.
Thanks.
That's
yeah, when
cool.
I, this wasn't saving someone, but I helped them, was when I was in Florida and first thing in the morning, I'm the only one up and I see a woman out right by the water and she's dragging herself along. And so I watched her for quite a while thinking, well, maybe she's drunk from the night before. So I went out there and she had like a broken ankle or something really bad and she couldn't move. She was like literally dragging herself. And it was a really big beach, probably 50 yards. And I said, well, let me carry you. And she's like, I weigh 210 pounds. She's pretty big. I weigh 210 pounds. And I said, I'm really strong. I can carry you. And so I picked her up like Tarzan and I'm carrying her. And after about 10 yards, I'm like, I don't think I can carry her the whole way. And so now I'm halfway there and I'm really huffing like one of those like no kidding around.
But you don't want to hurt her feelings.
I don't want to hurt her feelings. Yeah. And, you know.
And she needs it.
So then there's this dude there. This Mexican dude who works for the place and he's sitting on a golf cart with like a cleaning thing, just watching me. Just watching me carry this woman.
He's like, oh, that's romantic.
And, right? Yeah.
It's on the beach.
They're on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
And so I make it all the way and her friend picks her up in a car and I lift her into the car and she drives her like to the ER or whatever. And I look at the guy and I, first of all, I couldn't speak.
He's lifting her into the car like weekdays 3 to 7 on FM News.
I couldn't speak. And the guy just goes, I'm so sorry, but if I would have helped you, I would have gotten fired. Because if I help you and we drop her, then she sues and I'm fired.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
So I picked him up.
Threw him in the ocean.
Carried him to the water.
Threw his golf cart in the ocean.
No, that was one of those like good deed.
You're doing too much, Glove.
Being a good Samaritan. And I said, like, no, I'm really strong to give her confidence. But then your strength is tested. Like, it's one thing to go to the gym and pick something up that you can put down, but like carrying a human, mm-hmm. it's a lot harder than in the movies.
You're describing every single time somebody asks me to help them move. All right, or just a piece of furniture. Yeah, I can definitely help move that about halfway through. I am the weaker of the people that are moving this thing.
I'm going to get this lamp.
And I can't make it, but I'm going to pretend I can.
I don't know if congratulations is the right thing, but Phoebe was confirmed on Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Along with all of her friends from her class. And it was really interesting. It was at the Basilica, where if I had been there before, I don't remember it.
Central West End?
Yes.
It's so
unbelievable.
Cool.
It's unbelievable. Just amazing.
Awe-inspiring.
They have a chair in the basement that the Pope sat in.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
In that little museum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been down there.
It's pretty neat.
I was reading about it because I was bored to tears. And so I was reading about the mosaics, that it's one of the biggest collection of mosaics under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing. And then there's a little kid in front of us, probably about 8, who was even more bored than me. And he was like funeral laughing. He couldn't stop laughing. And so then I would start laughing. And then there's, you know, like Stations of the Cross, I guess. And there's one where Jesus is sitting at a table with a couple of guys. And the way the light was hitting the mosaics, it made it look like he was blowing pepper in their face. So then I started doing it, and then the kid starts laughing at me.
You were telling him what you were seeing?
I was just like...
He was thinking the same thing as you.
He was laughing. But it makes me think, as sweet as it was, it was very sweet. Our friend Mindy, who is Maureen's best friend growing up daughter, who watched Phoebe when she was little, was her sponsor. And it was just sweet. However, in life, Catholic Church, paid speakers, everyone cut it in half. let's all agree, let's cut it in half. Whatever you're doing,
oh yeah,
cut it in half.
How long was it?
Two and change.
Wow, that is long.
And I get it. Far be it for me to tell you how to do your services that you've been doing for a couple thousand years. However, someone a couple thousand years ago should have been like, you know what? If an hour's good, a solid 30 would be killer.
So I've never been to a confirmation. Is there special attention given to each child and sponsor? Or is it kind of everybody at once?
No, they go up. Mm-hmm. There's just a big line. So it was like 100 kids in Phoebe's class and all the PSR kids, which was at least that many.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just a big line of the kids and their sponsors silently, like we couldn't hear it, going in front of the bishop, Rivetusi, who's a good dude. And, you know, what's your confirmation name? Phoebe's was Elizabeth. And then they walk off and then they go on with the mass.
Okay.
Here's one thing I've always hated, though. I'm 54 years old and I still hate this. When you have a bulletin that's going to tell you what's going to happen, I don't care whether it's confirmation mass, funeral mass, or like a CLE. I used to go to a continuing legal education thing when I was a lawyer. I hate looking ahead and seeing how far I have to go.
Oh, yeah.
And my absolute worst is when a speaker does one of these. So, subsection 5C, we'll get to that in about an hour. Just kill me. Just, you know, syringe. Done.
Yeah, same thing dead. With pastors. Sermons, don't tell me how long the sermon's going to be. Just start and go. Don't tell me that this is in about 30 minutes. I've got this point I'm going to get to, because then I go, oh, I'm going to be here for 30 more minutes.
I am unabashedly a marketing guy. I'm a tactician. That's it. So I understand that if there were 800 people at the Basilica Saturday afternoon, I'm going to guess out of the 800 people, by halfway through, 10 were really enjoying themselves and really getting something out of what the bishop was saying and the songs and the whole bit. 790 were like, can't we just wrap this up? And so why wouldn't you? I don't understand why you give people something that they don't want. And this isn't picking on Catholics. It's all religions and it's all blowhards. Whatever, when you've got an audience in front of you.
What's it called when a Jewish boy or girl turns 13?
Bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
Or a bat mitzvah.
I've only been invited to one of those in my life. It was here in St. Louis. And so I didn't know what I was getting into. I just thought my wife's student was having her bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So we showed up at the time on the card. Man, we're like, man, this is empty. I'm so glad we showed up to support this. Student obviously doesn't have any friends. So we're there. And we realize about halfway through, people filter in throughout the whole thing because they know it's going to be 3 hours long.
Well, they're reading from the Torah for like a good long stretch, I think, right?
And they just laughed at us when we walked in because they knew, oh, hey,
rookies.
Never been to one of these, huh?
No, Dave, you're absolutely right. Whenever I was going to church all the time, a lot of times you'll end a service, or my church did, with, we're going to have like three deacons pray, and you're going to go boom, boom, boom. And you knew who was going to take a solid 10 minutes for yourselves. It'd be like, oh, brother, blah, blah, blah. You'd be like, dang it, come on. It's not, past 7.
Not only do you get more people showing up to whatever it is, wedding, funeral, they're going to get more out of it. You give me a solid 20, I'm going to walk away saying, you know what? I could be a part of that religion. After 2 hours, you're like, I'm good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. We Facebook Living?
We are. We are live on the Facebook.
Andrew, I've been challenged. I probably saved Ryan's life just now just by picking him up and popping him. He did need to fart, which he did into my genitals, although he has no idea what I did into his fart. But I've been challenged to pick you up.
Didn't I tell you? I told him.
Here, turn his mic on.
There you go.
No one challenged him to pick you up.
I said, you got a fart. And if you can work that gas through you,
I didn't actually fart. Like, that's what everybody. That's the thing now.
So
eh?
Let me be clear. No one challenged Dave to pick you up. He said, uh-huh. "I wonder if I could crack Andrew's back." And I said, "Oh, I don't even know if you could lift him." And he goes, "Get him in here.
All right, let's do this.
Crack my back. I can crack my back by moving. I got scoliosis, man. I can lift him." You hear that? Oh,
great. No one has ever bragged about having scoliosis.
Yeah, I don't think before. I want to pick him up. What if I catch it?
I'm into it. I want to please pop
let's
it.
Do this. Let's make it more impressive. You pick up Sue, and then I'll pick up you two.
With one arm.
All right, let's Sue, that's a lovely top.
Thanks,
and you can see it if you go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook Live.
All right,
let's see if you can crack his back.
Put it down there, Bigfoot.
Man, the likes we're going to get on Facebook now.
I can't even get my arms around it. Here we go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I heard a pop. I heard a couple pops.
It did pop. I'm sorry I stepped on your foot, by the way.
Dave's face is red.
I've never seen you so red.
Looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, that felt incredible.
So what was easier, the 20 yards down the beach or that?
They're similar.
I feel alive. I was flying.
I haven't had a man scream in my arms like that for years.
Pick him up on Pride Rock like Simba.
It did pop. Did you feel it?
Sue, pick someone up.
It I am pop. Not picking
come
anybody
on.
Up.
It's a ritual.
Oh, my gosh.
Sue, come on. Pick me up.
Wiggins, you just farted on Dave. I'm not picking you up.
She's not dumb like the rest of us.
This crotch needed a rattle.
Abroad, it was tough to get your arms around me. I'm impressed that you did.
You're thick.
I'm thick.
Rach, what did
THICC?
What did we say today about the show? About the open?
We were like, we're gonna have something today. There is no way we're just gonna talk about dumb BS.
No more nonsense.
Not today.
We're starting the show with something. I'm just picking people up. It could be the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Visual gags on radio in general. So stupid.
Feats of strength.
Can I? I don't want to derail things further, but can I point something
out? Yeah, don't derail this.
Yeah, come on. We're having a great time here, Andrew.
Since we've got the Facebook Live going, can I draw attention to how high up on Ryan's shirt his pocket is?
Oh, that is odd.
It's like on his shoulder.
It looks like it's on inside out, too. Maybe it is.
Where did you get that shirt?
The closet. Before that, God only knows.
Andrew's not right very often, but
That is very high up. I've never seen anything like that.
I noticed it earlier. It's like, I mean, it's all
I'm
going to
take
up.
A guess here and say that Bob Wiggins, my dad, got this on clearance somewhere.
Biggins.
Your dad got it for you?
I'm going to guess that this was a Christmas gift at some point that he got on clearance, and it is a factory error because I find those pretty often on my shirts.
If you were to carry a pen, that's...
Yeah, you'd have to really reach up there.
Yeah, you could pull the pen out with your mouth.
Maybe that's what's making your collarbone hurt.
Maybe it's from the Stephen Hawking collection.
Are all of your shirts Bob Wiggins originals?
I bet it's about half of them.
Okay.
Wow, half.
What percentage of pockets are used? Like in shirts.
I use my, when I have a couple of shirts with a breast pocket, I use them all the time.
For chocolate.
Mostly for cereal?
Mostly for cereal. So, funny story. Okay, I don't want to.
No, tell. You can't do that. This is what, he comes in all the time.
I got a great story,
like,
but I'm not going to tell it.
No, I couldn't possibly.
Why don't you tell it while I'm picking you up?
Okay, so one time, there were ants on my shirt.
Just stop.
Were you on a picnic?
Just stop there.
And I couldn't figure out why.
He was on a picnic with his
sweetie. Did you leave a little piece of donut in your shirt pocket?
There was a Cheerio that had fallen into my shirt pocket, probably from here at work. And it had like their
You know how Cheerios rain from the sky here.
Sure, sure.
the ants had caught wind of it, and they were having a time.
Is anybody else picturing Andrew laying on a picnic blanket trying to feed someone grapes? That's
no.
What I'm picturing.
No, I'm not.
How many ants are we talking?
It was enough ants that I was like, what is going on?
All in your pocket.
They were all over me. They were all over my shirt and in my pocket.
Do you remember the ant infestation at Emmis?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all, mm-hmm. I'm sorry to put
Stop
you on
the
blast,
massacre.
But it was all centered around Andrew's desk.
No,
and then we found out he was keeping loaves of bread in his desk drawer.
No, that was Carl. Carl had those
Carl
stupid...
Carl says it was you.
Carl said, oh my, you... This is the biggest fight I've ever had with a coworker, and we are... I had forgotten about it. I had reached grace and serenity and moved past that point in my life, but now you got me on it again. Okay, so Carl had these... He had these... Now, who among us would have Mickey Mouse and Goofy butter shortbread cookies just scattered
Carl.
About?
That's true.
Not
that's,
I!
That's very Carl.
But you did have a loaf of bread in the drawer.
No, that... Oh, wait.
You definitely yes. did. Because no. remember, you were going to make sandwiches.
Sue.
I'm just thinking, if Rachel's saying it like that, I'm believing it.
Thanks, Sue.
Yes.
No, there wasn't. It wasn't bread. It might have been one you, of Tony's...
Andrew, you straight up had a loaf of bread in there.
Why would I have had a loaf of bread?
Because remember, you were going on a diet, so you're going to make sandwiches at work.
Okay, well, I mean, that's possible.
Uh-huh.
Who would not want to date
bread
this guy?
Bread does not, first of all, and you know this, Susan, bread yes. does not attract ants.
Why not?
Buttery shortbread cookies attract ants. The ants only wanted my Cheerios because, you know, maybe, I mean, you know.
Was it honey nut?
Yes, it was honey nut. And that is what the ants are into.
Honey nut. That's yes. what the ants are in. How many were in there, Andrew? Like a bunch?
Like a bunch.
Yeah.
So
it was a few ants.
Should we go to a real topic or?
You got one?
I've got plenty.
Do it.
I wanted to talk about the Game of Thrones finale. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the Facebook
right,
Live.
Bye, Facebook.
I just think it's so interesting. Andrew's staying here for this. How people are freaking out about the finale of Game of Thrones because it wasn't exactly what they wanted it to be. I just don't understand. I get being disappointed by something, but I don't know. Like this petition going around to remake the entire season.
A million signatures.
Come on.
That's so stupid.
Now, I think that's interesting. That a million humans
yeah.
have signed that petition.
A million giant stinking babies have signed this petition to like what do you really think is gonna happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
This?
I think
what's the goal?
A lot of people are like, well, it's just to prove a point. But
what
okay.
point is it? What point does
the,
it prove?
The series has already been sold and made its money. Like I don't know. It's over now. We can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
I do wonder how many of those people would sign a petition about an issue that actually matters, but
I've never seen this show and I completely disagree with both of you. If you had invested how many seasons? Six, seven?
Eight
years of your life into something and then it just kind of blows away at the end, you have a right to be mad.
No, it's not your story.
Okay, yeah, you have a right to...
You don't own that story.
You have a right to not like it.
Yeah, you have a right to be disappointed by it, but you don't have a right to...
I think we've just gotten to this point where it's, yeah, they're being awful, and they're saying it would... Like, no one forced them to watch the show. You're taking a gamble anytime you consume any kind of media. So, here's the thing, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, tune out now. But since the beginning of Game of Thrones has never been fair. The first season, they kill the hero of the story.
Right.
And you find out, oh, wow, anything can happen.
Right.
There's no right and wrong. There's no up and down. This is their world, and we're here to observe it. So that's why it's so crazy to me. But that by the end, since it wasn't shaking out the way people thought it should, they got so upset. It's almost like they hadn't ever seen the show before or didn't understand the principle of it.
What's interesting is that it's a show... Kind of like you mentioned, it's a show that was built upon subverting expectations. It's a show about this isn't your traditional fantasy. The guy that you think is going to, should sit on the throne or you want to sit on the throne or whatever, it maybe not going to, it's not going to happen like that. He could get his head cut off. It could happen.
Don't you think people do this, though, at the end of most major, like The Sopranos,
mm-hmm.
when it went blank, everybody always gets upset.
Because there's not really, I don't
Seinfeld
think there's
didn't have a great ending.
I don't think there's a good way to end a 10-year-old
I mean.
TV
yeah.
show.
But well, the part that's crazy to me is, if it would have went down exactly the way that the people who are whining wanted it to go down, that means the other half of the people would be upset. Just this idea that it has to go your way. Why is your way the best way? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Rich, can you give the analogy you gave me?
Yeah, and once again, spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen the finale, haven't seen this whole last season, don't listen. But a lot of people are upset that the character of Daenerys Targaryen, they felt that she kind of flipped and now suddenly she's a bad guy. She's been building to being a bad guy for a really long time. Her whole thing has been, I'm the breaker of chains. I'm going to break the wheel. I'm going to liberate everyone. Well, her version of liberation eventually turned into burning innocent people.
Right.
It really reminds me of the way political correctness can kind of run amok, where it's like, look, you're not compassionate. You don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. And I'm going to show you you're wrong. if you let people get too powerful and believe that they know definitively what is good and right, they're probably going to end up burning some innocent people. I was watching it last night, and it was just such an analogy to me of what happens whenever you get it in your head that I am the hero. I am the protagonist. I know what's good. I know what's right for everyone. Don't tell me what to do because I know. It's just a really dangerous thing.
It's a really strong analogy.
I think it's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And I agree that I'm sure there are people on the right like that, but I really see it on the left of I'm right and I'm not going to listen to you.
Right.
And I'm not going to let you talk. And I'm going to shout you down. And if I need to be physically violent, I will do that. In other words, I will.
Because I'm doing it in the name of something good. Yes.
Yeah. I will burn this to the ground.
I'm going
to
use the same behavior that I'm condemning in you to show you how you're wrong. And then I'm probably going to keep going because why should I stop? Now you're the villain.
I'm not comparing Daenerys or the left to Hitler, but do you think Hitler felt evil? Do you think he went to bed at night going, God, I'm the worst person who's ever. No.
No.
He felt good. Hitler felt good up until the point he put a bullet in his brain because he lost. Mm-hmm. But he felt like he was doing the right thing. That's what happens when people have absolute power.
I mentioned before there's this moving bar of wokeness. There's not a standardized wokeness. It's not a flat, this is what's acceptable and this is what's good. It moves for everybody. And if someone falls underneath your wherever your bar might be, you're considered by that person to be a monster. And I think that's part of the problem is that, you know, somebody who like me, I think of myself as very progressive and very, you know, woke, if you will, or whatever.
He's got ants in his pocket, for God's sake.
But if I've got ants in my pockets, for crying out loud, I'm feeding the children over here. But
take me, for example.
But
if I were to do it, it would be okay. Because
but if there was one person, if there was one thing that I said that was kind of wonky, like if I don't know, I said something that somebody found offensive, then I'm just a monster to that person. I'm evil. And it's like, that's
agreed.
Not how I see myself. I try to be inclusive to all peoples.
And an ant feeder.
And an ant feeder.
Hey, Tony.
I feel like you guys are focusing on the wrong thing here. But
pick up Sue Thomas.
Just pick her up.
Physically pick her up.
Pick her
over
up
your head.
Right now.
That's what we're doing on the show this day.
I can do it.
That's our thing today.
Come on.
She's going to do traffic cradled in your arms.
Do it.
I was going to see. I was going to ask if you guys thought Tony could lift me, but I don't think he should because he's got chronic back pain. And I don't want to contribute
to that.
I can
still do it.
Well, then you shouldn't lift me.
I don't want to contribute to
that. That doesn't sound smart. No. That seems like a really bad idea. And Wiggins is having a heart attack.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Gosh, I missed a lot.
You missed good. A lot in the first good. Half hour.
Just a fart.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hey, Frank.
Good to be with you, Dave.
Man, I don't know if I've ever seen a more one-sided game, delightfully so, than that hockey game yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know who saw this coming. You know, a blowout in Game 5. Nobody thought this was going to be the case. The Sharks were turning home in kind of a must-win situation in a really good, loud building. But I tell you what, it really accentuates the fact that their goaltender, Martin Jones, can be brutal. He was really bad during the regular season. At times in the postseason, he was so bad they had to bench him. And it really, like, just lets you know that we have the better goaltender. And as we found out in St. Louis, that's normally who wins the series, the team that has the better goaltender.
Mm-hmm. Frank, when we talked on Friday, I think we briefly mentioned it. And I didn't say this on the air because I didn't want to jinx, you know, I didn't want to put any bad juju out there. But I was having flashbacks of 1985 and Don Dinkinger, and that call goes bad against the Cardinals, get cheated in a bad call by the officials, and then they just collapse. People don't even remember that there was a Game 7 after that, and they didn't even show up. They just got absolutely trounced. And I'm thinking, oh, this could be the same thing could happen to these Blues. That happens, and then they just come off the rails. It's been exactly the opposite Just talk about how well they have played since that moment in this adversity.
Yes. Since that moment, they've outscored the Sharks 7-1. And, you know, when we went into that locker room, we wanted great, passionate sound, somebody really destroying the officials and really going after them. We didn't get anything because before we got in there, Craig Berube said, okay, it's over. I don't want anybody to talk about it. It's over. We're moving on to game four. Yeah. It was a brilliant bit of coaching by Craig Berube.
And you did fine in game five. You in their building, you dominated them, and you showed that you can do it. But you still don't want to get back on a plane and go back there for game seven. It's important to wrap this up in game six.
Yeah, and I think the Sharks may be thinking, wait a minute, we were in the same situation in Las Vegas. We had to win a game six there, and we came back and won a game seven. But there's a little difference right now. Number one is the health of the Sharks. I mean, we have Erik Karlsson with a groin injury. We have Joe Pavelski, who did not return after the elbow to the head. We have Tomas Hertl. He was injured on a high stick. So you're talking about winning a game six against a team in a groove in their backyard with a chance to go to their first Stanley Cup in 49 years. I don't see it happening. I can't see a scenario where the Blues don't come out flying tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And then just real quick, talk about the team that waits for whoever wins, the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup Finals would not start until Monday on, that would be May 27th.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Thank you from the Peanut Gallery. Thank you from the Peanut Gallery.
Frank's schizophrenic.
Executive producer Andy Moeller chipping in there.
Well done.
That's a long layoff. That yeah. really is brutal. So,
yeah, but you know how it is. You could argue it either way. You know, that you could say that it creates a chance to get rusty and it's better to keep playing, but then you could also argue that they'll be a lot healthier than whichever team, you know, is done with this because they'll have had time to heal.
Yeah, let's just get there first.
Yeah, amen. A team that's not doing well is the Cardinals. I think that it's 9 of their last 12 they've lost.
Yeah, the Cardinals story is absolutely brutal. I mean, if somebody asked me, like, what's gone wrong, you could simply say everything. I mean, this is, you've won 4 games out of your last 17. And, you know, there's a bunch of things going on here. The offense has been really erratic. You know, they had these games where they score 12, then they score 1. The starting pitching, they don't have guys that go 6 and 7 innings. And then the bullpen had a rough day at the office. Bottom line is, in the month of May, it has not been good for the Kentucky Derby, NHL officials, or the St. Louis Cardinals.
No kidding. Is there any one thing? I mean, has it been pitching? Are they not hitting? Or is it just across the board
all of
bad
the above.
Baseball?
All of the above. And you know what they're going to have to do is, God bless Matt Carpenter, who's been a really good player. They can't lead him off. You've got to make some moves when you're on a stretch like this. You got to put Dexter Fowler in the leadoff guy, drop Carpenter down, try something different, because it's not working at all.
Mm. Anything else?
Yes. PGA Championship. Can you imagine if you're Tiger Woods and you get paired with a guy named Brooks Koepka, and after 36 holes, you trail by 17 shots? How many times in Tiger Woods' lifetime has he played the first 2 rounds of a major and trailed a guy by 17 shots? This guy is insane. He wasn't great yesterday. He was record-breaking in the first 2 days. I think it's Brooks Koepka's world, and the rest of us are just living in it right now.
That's what I always say.
Didn't he have a big fight with one of your fellow broadcasters?
Brooks Koepka?
Yeah. One of the broadcasters questioned his heart and said he's not the most tough guy on the PGA, and he went off on him on Twitter.
Oh, well, I don't know how you can question his toughness. In the last 8 majors, he's won 4 of them. The last 8, he's won 4, and he's also built like King Kong. I don't know what broadcaster would ever say that.
He's won 4 of the last 8 majors?
It's 4 majors in 23
months. I don't even remember until you just said it, hearing his name. That's amazing.
You know, he's only won 2 other events on the PGA Tour. What he does is he's like programmed and just, you know, he's all about majors. And people say, well, that's all he does is win majors. Well, that's okay.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, we will talk to you tomorrow. Win, lose, or draw.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Guys.
See ya.
This guy only performs well in the Olympics.
Jeez.
He only wins gold medals.
What a loser.
You should see him in the World Championships.
I like the idea that Frank's got a statistician in his brain somewhere that tells him every stat that he needs at any given moment.
You know,
I love when he shuffles his papers.
For years now,
Memorial Day.
Yeah, for years now, Frank has been in my gazebo drafting fantasy football, and he's on the phone the whole time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Who is he talking to?
His insiders.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
His staff.
Wait, he's a sportscaster with all these connections. He sits for fantasy drafts and talks to the people involved in the situations. Like he knows them.
We don't know. Honestly, we don't know who he talks to.
He's not texting players.
He's.
That would be amazing.
Hey, man, you going to
play think
good
he's
this
calling
year?
Like any NFL organizations?
I'm picturing him calling John Mozeliak.
That's not what he
meant. Give me an idea about this guy.
For a fantasy football draft?
Football. You and I know better
that's
than that,
picturing.
Ryan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.